Are you ready to win? You're tuned in with Star, Pastor Dab, and Gabe for an hour packed with encouragement, strategies, and resources for families with children with special needs. You're not alone on this journey. Stay tuned because you're ready to win.
I'm ready to win. All right, you guys. Well, welcome back to another week's show of Ready to Win. This is Star.
Quentin.
And Pastor Dab.
All right. We got Pastor Dab on the line. Hey, Pastor Dab. And I'm sure we'll hear Gabriel, too. So we're so excited, you guys, to be back here live in the studio and to be able to bring you some great information from our point of view, from our perspective on what it's like really having a child with special needs. And we do this radio show every week from 12 to 1. So thank you so much for tuning in and being out there listening. And like we do every week, we always start our week off with a word from our favorite pastor, Pastor Dab. But you guys, I don't want to forget about our favorite engineer over there, Alan. So we're excited. We're over here looking at his lovely face. I think he even got a haircut since we seen him last, didn't you? It looks nice. So we're so excited to be here live in this studio. But Pastor Dab, go ahead and take it away.
All right. Well, good afternoon, everybody. We're just so thankful, so grateful just to be able to come here just one more time, come to be able to tell God thank you today, come to give God the honor, the glory, and the praise. We're just so truly grateful. And today our scripture is going to be coming from 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7. One moment, Gabe. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. And we just come today to tell God thank you for another opportunity for allowing us to do the things that are pleasing to the Lord. And we want to be a representation of the Lord Jesus Christ, having a friendly attitude toward others and having a mindset to always want to please the Lord. And so with all that said, we just thank God for this opportunity and just work on and practice. It's a daily walk, a daily talk, a faith walk. But we want to practice on being kind to one another and loving our brothers and sisters and being able to have a heart full of gratitude and praise to the Lord Jesus Christ for blessing us this day and every day. So take it away. We're over and out. This is Pastor Dab. Love you.
All right, Pastor Dab and Gabriel. We hear you in the background. Yes. Gabriel's lifting up his voice, you guys, and we're so thankful to the Lord. We know those sounds are going to turn into words. Those words are going to turn into sentences. And pretty soon he'll be telling his own story right here on the radio. So we're excited about that. But thank you so much, Pastor Dab, for those awesome words of inspiration, that awesome scripture about love. And that's what this world needs now with all of the, every time we turn the news on, it's something so horrific. And, you know, I think we begin to just even get desensitized because it's just like every day it's something. Every day. And so this world truly does need love. We need to come together and love one another. And unfortunately, the horrible thing is that a lot of times it takes tragedy for us to do that. And we don't want it to always be something tragic that has to happen for us to come together and love one another.
And it's so such a blessing to have the scriptures because they give us what we need, like the definition of love. A lot of people, we use that word loosely, you know, everybody loves everybody. Everybody loves everybody. But when you hear what love is, patient, kind, non-prideful, then we have to really ask ourselves, okay, do we really love? Or are we using that word? Or is there multiple definitions of the word love? But by that standard, that is a high standard. Mm-hmm. Because I guarantee you, there is somebody you love that's getting on your nerves, right? now.
That's
you know?
So true. They could be sitting right next to you.
I know. I know. I'll be getting on my nerves.
I'm just playing. But, kind of, sort of, not really. But it's all good.
But, you know, sometimes we have to, we need that. We need that to remind ourselves that love is patient. Mm-hmm. Love is time. Love is kind.
Yeah.
And you know, we have to hold ourselves to a higher standard. And that definition holds us to a higher standard. We should be asking ourselves, am I being patient?
Am I being kind?
Mm-hmm. And when we stop doing that, then we do become desensitized, mm-hmm. you know,
that's
insensitive.
So true.
And
mm-hmm.
we're not considering other people. And when we do things and we don't consider other people, then we will offend other people.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't even care that we offend them, you know. And if we go around offending other people and we don't take accountability for ourselves, then this world is not on its way to being a better place,
right.
but it's going to cause problems.
It
so
does, yeah.
we should usher love into this world,
into everything. I think that's so key. So that's such a great scripture, love, and we need to have love for one another, for our brothers and sisters. I mean, when you look at the social media, everywhere with the elections and the, it's been everything just feels so divided, you know. And it's just like, this is time for us to come together and love one another like never ever before, because we're not going to move forward together as a people, as a country, as for any great cause, if we don't come together in love. And I really, really hope and pray that we can do that together. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to create a movement here. We're trying to make it better for families that have children with special needs, for all families, but especially for those families that have children with special needs. You know, we have got to come together, and there's no reason for us to be divided. You know, there's no reason. You have to figure out what works for you. And everybody, you know, it's so funny because, you know, having a child with special needs, there's some that homeschool. There's some that do private school. There's some that do public school. And people can have like, my way is better. My way is better, you know. And it's whatever way works for you, you know. I think in every situation, we have to be mindful of other people, because everybody's so different. Everybody comes from different backgrounds. And so it's all about being able to appreciate somebody else's decision and them being able to appreciate your decision and being able to say whatever is best for you. You know, everybody has their choice. And I love that about Florida, because they have the school choice. And so I love that we can totally choose how we want to and where and what's going to be the best fit for our kids as far as education goes. But that's the way it is in so many facets of life, that you can choose, you know, what's going to be the best fit for you. So I love that. Thank you for that awesome scripture, Pastor Dab and Gabriel. We love you guys. I love it, love it, love it. And it's such a blessing for us to have Pastor Dab, because we're able to be here live in the studio and she's able to be there live on the scene, live on the set. And I'm sure it's great over there. I'm sure it's a lot of exciting
things
happening.
I heard Gabriel in the background. He was the amen corner.
Yeah, amen. So that's so much fun. So let's talk about some current events. We know this is Veterans Day weekend, and we want to thank all of our veterans for their service. Alan's over there raising his hands. Woo!
Thank you, veterans.
Thank you, veterans. There's a lot of great places that are honoring our veterans this weekend and through Monday. And I know we have a 3-day weekend. We should have tried to make a getaway. But we're here right at the radio station, so we're excited, you guys, and hope and pray that you guys are safe out there. I know we participated in giving. One of the groups that we participate in is the Spencitas. I know they're doing the Wounded Warriors run today, so shout out to them. And anybody out there that's doing their thing and helping the community be better. I thank God for that. That's what we need in this community, is for everybody to pull together. So pray everybody has a blessed and safe Veterans Day. I know also today at Connor's Amazing Acres, they're having Autism Day today. So that's exciting. We actually went there on Wednesday and it was an awesome, awesome time. If you guys haven't been out to Connor's Amazing Acres, it's an awesome farm out in Hilliard. They have so many amazing things for the kids. It's they love the Lord. There's scriptures and everything all throughout the place. And I'm going to actually, I got their number so we can interview them and have them come on the radio station. But they have an awesome story, you guys, and they just come together as a family and they're making this community better. And I love it. Love, love, love that. So make sure that you check out Connor's Amazing Acres this week and see what they, what other events they have to finish out this fall season. So you guys can get connected with some people that are doing some great things here. And today, what we're going to talk about, I want to tell you guys a story that happened to us on yesterday. And it just touched my heart just to the core, because you guys know that this time last year, we were in the radio station. We were fighting for Gabriel's sight. He was undergoing a major, major surgery. We had two major surgeries. This time last year, he had completely lost his vision. And we were just, you know, we didn't know which way to turn. I know we were praying and just waiting on the Lord to do what he does best, perform miracles. And Gabriel came through. He can see again. So we thank God for that. He's seeing out of his right eye and his left retina detached again. So over the last couple months, we had been waiting for Gabriel's glasses to get, they gave us a new prescription. And every time they give us a new prescription, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's going to be so expensive, because those are expensive glasses. And these were going to be more expensive than all of the other glasses, because these glasses were going to be $500 that I was going to have to pay. $500. And they said, I said, y'all got military discount, senior citizen discount. And you know me, I'm running through AARP. What y'all got over there? Okay, I was going to use mommy AARP, whatever you got going on. And so they said, well, we can give you military. So it was going to bring it down to $425. I was like, okay, well, praise the Lord, that's something, you know? So, it's been a couple months, and I was calling and following up with the people, and they were calling me and just trying to keep me posted with everything that was going on with these glasses, because these are the highest prescription glasses that Gabriel has ever gotten. They're a prescription of 15. So they kind of have like a little bubble in the front of them. And actually, the prescription is so high, there was no place we could get them. We normally would just get our glasses right from Walmart Vision Center. But now, because the prescription is so high, we had to go to a specialty place to get our glasses of the prescription filled. And so our eye surgeon told us, go to, he said, well, have you ever heard of Bobham Eyewear? I said, no, I never heard of Bobham Eyewear. So he gave me the number and I called them, and we worked together with them. And we've been working over the last couple months to try to get this special $500 prescription for Gabriel's eyes so that he could see. And I declare, yesterday we finally went and picked the glasses up, and I just want to tell you guys how good God is, okay? We went to pick the glasses up, and as soon as Gabriel put them on, I could tell that he like started smiling, and he and mommy said, you see Grammy? Can you see your grandma? And he started getting all in her face. He gave her a hug, gave her a kiss. It was so beautiful. And then And then he got all excited. He started jumping up and down and just rocking on the couch and everything. And then I said, well, go ahead. Can you go ahead and give me the bill? And they said to me, when they brought the bill, because I was ready, you know, I said, I've got my $500 ready. And they said to me, Mrs. Fields, you've had such a great attitude, and we just want to do anything that we can to help you. You've been so kind to us. We know it took a little bit longer for the glasses to come in, and we just feel so blessed to be able to be a part of you and your son's vision, helping him to be able to see better. I'm almost crying as I even tell the story, because it's so amazing when people do great things. And when they gave me that bill, they took off all the cost of the lens, you guys. And it was only thing that we had to pay for was the glasses frame. So $500, it went from $500 to $100. Isn't that a blessing? God is so faithful. He's so amazing. And there's so many good people here, you guys, that want to help. They see everything that we go through, and they want to help us on our journey. And I just want to thank you. I don't know if they're out there listening, but Bob Ham Eyewear off of San Jose, they just moved into the plaza with the Carrabba's. They are amazing, a great, great team over there, wonderful people, kind, and just excellent customer service. And not only that, they have huge hearts, and I know that they blessed us this week. And I'm trying to get them to come on the air and share what they do to help our community as well, because he said that they even have a whole line of glasses for children and adults with Down syndrome. So I thought that was amazing. But I just want to thank you personally, Bob Ham Eyewear, for being a blessing to our family and helping my baby to be able to see. And yesterday we kept those glasses on all day, and I know he was reaching and grabbing for stuff, and he was just happy. He was happy. So it makes a huge difference. And we're believing God that by him being able to see better, it will help him be able to learn better in every part of his life. This is with his schooling, with his therapies and his signs and everything that we're trying to teach him. We're hoping and praying that this will help him to be able to learn better. So we thank you, Bob Ham Eyewear.
Bob Ham Eyewear
from the Fields family. We appreciate you. We thank God for you. And we're so excited that there's still good people out there like you that make a difference in the lives of others. And so this just brings us right now time for a special song. And it's going to be called, I have it on my phone over here. It's going to be called I Can't Save the World, But I'll Try. And you know what? When people do and they show nice love, kindness, and they're kind and they love and they show acts of kindness to one another, that's exactly what we're doing. We're helping to be a blessing, and we're helping to do what we can. We're doing our part and doing what we can to make it better for people. And so that's what Bob Ham Eyewear did for us this week. And that's what we hope and pray that we're doing for other people every single day. So this is going to be on my new album. It's called I Can't Save the World, But I'll Try. I'll try. Oh, I love that song, you guys. I can't save the world, but I'll try. And the way we make a difference in the lives of other people, it goes back to love, love, love. Just like Pastor Dab said earlier, if you're just tuning in, this is Ready to Win. We come on the air every single Saturday from 12 to 1. And you just heard I Can't Save the World by Star Fields. And I am Star. And?
Quentin.
And Pastor Dab, you still there?
I'm Pastor Dab and Mr. Gabriel. We're still here in the house.
Still there in the house. All right. So thank you so much, you guys, for being there. And thank you so much. And I can remember when I wrote that I Can't Save the World. And I love the bridge on there. It says, I'll try to never criticize until I walk a mile in your shoes. And see, a lot of people have so much to say, but they've never walked a mile in your shoes. They've never they don't have to do the things that you do day in and day out. And so a lot of people look from the outside looking in. And the things I guess I want to talk to you guys about, what's on my heart today, because I know I just think Bob Ham, I love, appreciate, so thankful to the Lord for them, and thank God how they blessed us with those glasses for Gabe. The things that's on my mind today is being kind, because one of the key things that they said was, every time we talked to you, you were so kind. Every time you called in, you were so kind. And a lot of times I think as we already have a bunch of stress on us anyway, especially here we go. People have a lot of stress on them anyway. Life brings you stress. But then you add the whole extra special needs thing on top of that, and therapy appointments and doctor's appointments, and this isn't going right and that's not going right, and this medication and that medication. So you add all that extra stress on top of that, and it can make people really, really, really bitter. It can make people angry. It can make people upset. And sometimes people will begin to, they'll begin to push all that on anybody. And I think we have to be so, so careful to be kind to one another. I think that kindness will take you a long way. And when the guy, he said, you're always so kind. I said, well, that's the only way to be, you know. And it's not that I don't get upset about things, but there's no need for me to be fussing and arguing and, you know, it for no reason, because it's not going to do anything. So I think kindness will take you, it'll open up so many doors just by being nice to people. It'll open up doors for you that you don't even deserve to go through. God's grace and mercy and favor will meet you when you're kind to people. And I just think that that's just key. It's very key how to talk to people, how to treat people, how to be kind to people. I think it's something to that, you know, and I think all of us should all work on being loving and kind. I think that's the word, you know, the word. And that was a great scripture.
Yeah, we started off with love, and that was a scripture about love. And then we talked about the veterans who are providing a service. And then we talked about the kindness of the people over at Bob Ham. And I think that's just like that song said, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing.
Yeah.
But I think I believe that's where we're at. And especially with this day and age and all of the division that's happening, we need love. And when there's darkness, and when you're at sea and you're lost, you look for the lighthouse. Mm-hmm. And God is calling people to be lighthouse, which means you may be required to be kind to a rude person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that again.
Amen.
It's not easy, but God is calling you to be kind to a rude person. Mm-hmm. The only way to get a breakthrough with a rude person is to be kind. Mm. You can be rude to a rude person, and the rude person is going to turn up the rudeness.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to turn up the rudeness. But if you're kind to a rude person, that's like those hot coals.
Mm.
You're heaping that hot coals on that rude person, and then you're going to get a breakthrough.
Mm.
And then that rude person is going to see something. There's something to that kindness. And then they're going to wonder,
what's good for
what makes this person able to be kind?
Because I know I wasn't being kind. Exactly. Exactly. That is so because true.
I think we get caught up in our own situation and circumstances, and we get mad and we say, the next person to step on my toe, damn, I'm going to let them have it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to let them have it.
Yeah.
But we shouldn't let them have that, but we should let them have love.
Love.
Aww. Because that's the thing that's going to move us into the right direction. We shouldn't move away from that, because the selfishness will get us in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to be kind to our neighbor. Is a lot of scriptures talks about being kind to our neighbors,
uh-huh,
and being considerate of our neighbors and those around us. I think those who are closer to us, they says our neighbor, word. But those who are closer, mm-hmm, to they get it's like we take off that kindness,
yeah,
and then they're going to get whatever that's left over, you know.
Yeah.
But we need to have that, because when it reciprocates, when it comes back around, because you reap what you sow, then we are balanced and we're, mm-hmm, where we need to be. And it's not tit for tat.
Right. That's so true.
We don't never want to go to tit for tat.
Never go tit for tat. That's no way to play. It's always good to show love, show love, show love. And I just love that. So thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for your word that continues to tell us to show love and teaches us how to live our lives day in and day out.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Can you imagine trying to survive a wildfire that's already being called the worst in California history, and that it cropped up so quickly and gave so many people so few means of escape? 9 people are dead. Close to 7,000 structures destroyed. Among those thankful to be alive, along with her horses, Paradise Wildlife survivor Kathy Fallon.
I just kept watering the barn and watering any areas in the barn that caught on fire. And I just kept doing that. And we had water long enough.
Butte County Sheriff Corey Hanea says it's clear some people simply could find no means of escape.
4 individuals were found in their vehicles, and they were in the Paradise area. We found another individual near those vehicles today. That person was outside the vehicle.
Thousands Oaks Mayor Andy Fox says residents do need to pay attention and evacuate if they're told to.
Fire departments are not able to put out wind-driven brush fires. Our best efforts as a community is to evacuate, protect property as best we can.
Meanwhile, President Trump suggesting poor forest management may have played a role in the tragedy. The president has opened up a weekend visit to France with something of a round of verbal jousting with the French president. More on that from correspondent Mike Grazia.
Mr. President!
President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump arrived in Paris Friday night for a weekend visit where they will join an international commemoration of the 100th anniversary of the armistice that ended World War I. As he arrived, Trump tweeted that French President Emmanuel Macron had made a very insulting proposal to build up Europe's military to counter the United States, China, and Russia. Trump further tweeted, perhaps Europe should first pay its fair share of NATO, which the U.S. subsidizes greatly.
That is correspondent Mike Grazia reporting. A bit of a setback for investors to end the week on Friday. The Dow was off 201 points. The Nasdaq down 124. More from townhall.com.
Looking for cloudy skies this Saturday, high 68, 20% chance of showers both tonight and Sunday, partly cloudy, overnight low 55, high Sunday 68, and then 30% chance of showers and cloudy skies Sunday night, lows 64. Monday night, 50% chance of rain and cloudy, high 77 Monday, low Monday night near 70.
All right, you guys. Welcome back to Ready to Win. This is the second half of our show. We are so excited. We do this radio show every single Saturday from 12 to 1 to help families and children with special needs. And we really want to help the overall community to just be able to live your best life, you guys. And so we're excited to be here. I'm Star.
Quentin.
Pastor Dan.
All righty. And we are back on the air
ready
with our yeah, we're ready to win. We're back on the air. So we're excited, you guys, to be here for another week. And live right here in the studio with our favorite engineer, Mr. Allen. Woo! And we are also so thankful to the Lord for our veterans. So, you know, we can never forget about them. This is Veterans Day weekend. So we thank you for your service. Thank you for your service. All of our veterans out there, we know, and their families, you know, it's something. We went to a spin class this weekend. We wore our red, white, and blue for Veterans Day. And it's so, they honored all of the veterans in the spin class, but then it's the families too, you know, so the families play a big part. And I think we just thank everybody, that military families out there, because it's not always easy to, not always an easy call, but we sure do thank God for our military service members.
Yeah. I want to thank son too, Quentin Fields, for your service personally.
Aww. He's just looking.
You're welcome.
I want to thank him too personally, because he's so awesome, you
personally
guys.
And
yeah, personally and publicly. He is always, he doesn't have a lazy bone in his body. He works hard at work, and then he comes home and he's always looking for stuff to fix and keeping everything going. So we do thank God for him.
He's just a man of honor and excellence. And, you know, I really appreciate him and respect him. And I'm thankful to be his mother-in-law.
Oh, that's so kind.
Thank you very much, Mom.
You're welcome.
All righty, guys. Well, we thank all of our veterans out there. Hope you guys find lots of great places to eat, because they got lots of discounts and free food this weekend, and you deserve it. So go find some place that doesn't have a long line. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. I know... We're going to be out there looking too. So, all righty, guys. Well, we were talking a little bit about love and kindness and being kind to one another. And I think that, you know, that just truly goes a long way. I can tell you story after story after story of how many doors God has opened up because we've been loving and kind. And I can't really tell you too many stories about being rude and mean, because I've never really been that type of person. However, sometimes people make you, they just make you want to be that way. I'm like, I'm going to go off. And then I, Star, you can't even get mad. They say, how do you even get mad? I do, you guys, but it really takes a lot to push me to that limit. Quentin can tell you.
It's always the people that's close to you.
It's always the people that's close to you. I'm like, doggone it. That's what I'm really mad.
If I
you know?
Say something like, did you get some more shoes? She gets mad.
Oh, come on. He's going to throw the shoes up in here. I did get some more shoes.
Quentin, it's a woman thing and we will never understand.
That's a losing battle.
That's a losing battle. All the women out there know. Do I have to play girly girl, over and over again or what? You know? So we have this whole thing. I have shoes and he kind of feels like the shoes have invaded the gym. And I'm like, I need those shoes. I'm a singer and I got to have them match my outfit. But yeah, anyway, love and kindness sure does go a long way. And that's what we should try to do every single day. This week, another blessing that happened, we were sitting at a coffee shop and of course we were being kind. That's all. That's all we, you know, it's all you have. You don't know the people, but you're just being kind. And, God opened up an awesome opportunity for us to be able to participate in another event that is going to be at the Clay County Fairgrounds. And I'm so excited, you guys. It's called Merry and Bright, and it's Vintage Market Days, and it's going to be from November 30th through December the 2nd. And I am very excited because we are going to be singing there those 3 days. I am so thankful. It's going to be an awesome opportunity to meet so many people and be able to share our story and share our music. And you guys, I'm going to invite all of you to come out there. If you're out there listening, it's going to be awesome at the Clay County Fairgrounds. And it's $10. And that gets you a 3-day pass to the Merry and Bright. And it's a vintage inspired architectural salvage, repurposed finds, jewelry and clothing, live music, and they have food trucks. They're going to have a big sleigh with you can take pictures and just be great for your Christmas pictures. And also, you guys, it's going to be fun for the whole family. And what I really love is that 80% of the vendors are local vendors. And so it's just so great to be able to support your local vendors and get all of this unique stuff that you can't normally find. So I know these are huge, huge, huge events. Thousands of people come, and I can't wait for Starfield's Music to be able to get connected and be out there and sing. So I'm going to be talking about this. I'm actually going to have them on the radio next week, the week after, and the week after as we lead up to November 30th. So we can just continue to hear more about this Merry and Bright and meet some of the vendors that are going to be participating and the people that are actually that own the company so that we can hear how it started. What made them get started? You guys know I love to hear the stories behind. What's your reason why? Why did you start that? You know, I love that. I think people's whys is what gives them the passion and the purpose to keep going forward. So I can't wait to hear from them on next week. So you guys make sure that you tune in next week so we can hear from Merry and Bright. And we're going to be talking about the Vintage Market Days. And mark your calendars for November 30th. Through December the 2nd, and we'll give you the times that Starfield's Music will be live out there at the Clay County Fairgrounds. It's going to be a great event. So, and we got this event. Mommy was being loving and kind, and she started talking to the people there when we were sitting in the coffee shop and being loving and kind, you guys. And look, next thing you know, we're singing at the Vintage Market Days. So all of that comes from being loving and kind. And I just hope and pray that anytime that you have an opportunity to be loving and kind and nice to people, that you will choose that instead of being mean and, you know, and those mean girls and people being mean and those bullies, that's real. That's so real. And it's really, I mean, you think it ends when you're in high school and in middle school, but I see so much of it. And Alan's over there talking about adults. It happens in corporate America. I'm sure it happens in the military. Just bullies. People get positions and they get titles and, you know, they go in against everything that word said about love, boastful and selfish and prideful. And they, you know, you have to stay humble and you have to keep a pliable heart. And I just know that that's how God's able to use you. But that bullying is so real. And it continues into adulthood. And I think when people become adults and they're mean, I think it's just magnified times 100 because nobody ever stopped it when they were younger. So we just have to really, really be mindful and know that when you have your kids coming home from school and they're talking about they're stressed out because such and such was this is going on, you take heed because that's serious and it's really happening. So
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree with that.
See, have you seen that happen in the military? Or
It's not just military, just like it's life. You know, military is life. So everything that's happening in life is happening in the military. Mm. You know, so it's no difference. I mean, it's bullying everywhere. It's rude people everywhere. I tell a lot of young people, they say, well, I can't wait to get out of the military. And I'm going over here. And it's going to be a utopia. I was like, well, those people are everywhere. So how do you deal with those people? All right. So sometimes the best way to deal with those people, and this is how the Lord teaches me how to have love. If someone is rude, and they're always rude, they have a rude demeanor. What I've learned is that these people may have the biggest hearts.
Yeah.
They're softies. A lot of those rude people are big softies.
They hide behind that.
And the only way to penetrate them is with kindness.
Uh-huh.
It's to be kind to them. It's the only way. And it takes a lot of patience to do that. It takes a lot of patience, but if you're able to do that, you will find out that'll be your most loyal, most genuine person. Mm-hmm. But sometimes people just, you know, they have a shield of protection up.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
a shield of protection.
They've been hurt and you know, so that this is how they act out. And sometimes, you know, what the Lord did with me is he began to have me look at that person, and he showed me that these people don't have peace. Mm-hmm. They're not happy with themselves. So instead of being angry with that person, because I was at the point where I say, I'm going to give them the business. They got two strikes.
Yeah, here we go.
Next time, yeah. I'm going to let them have it. I'm going to let them know I'm from Chicago. This is how we deal with things. I'm going to let them know that they're about to get the business. You know, but then the Lord intervened with me and says, well, take another look at that person. And then I began to see how this person didn't have any peace and how this person was miserable. And you don't return evil for evil. Mm-hmm. And then when you return evil for good, then you'll see a change in that person. You know, that person will begin to act differently, you know. And it takes faith to do something like that. It mm-hmm. takes faith to do that, but that's what the Lord calls us to have. Mm-hmm. So he tells us to have faith. Mm-hmm. So having faith means you have to sacrifice something to get the reward. That's what it means. So mm-hmm. yes, your instinct, the world says, you know, return evil for evil, but try good for evil. Mm-hmm. You know, try it, you know, because evil for evil will get you nowhere. We're in trouble. It's going to lead to more trouble. Even in arguments and you know, you escalate the situation, and then the more you tit for tat, because it's just about tit for tat, then it's like, hey, can I say something more hurtful to this person? And then this person's like, well, I want to say something more hurtful to this person. And then you went from adults to 2-year-olds, you know, because that's what ends up happening. And you're not resolving the issue. You're not resolving the issue. How do you resolve the issue? You resolve the issue. Somebody has to be more concerned about what is right versus being right.
That's right.
And I'll say that again.
That's right. That's you have to be, word.
You have to be more concerned about what is right over being right, which means that someone will have to take a back seat. So when you know what is right and then you realize you're wrong, then you take a back seat. And you have to be big enough to say, you know what? You are right. You are right. Based on what is right, you are right. And then you guys move on. But if sometimes we know we're wrong, and then it's just about winning the argument at that point. And that's when you get reduced to a 2-year-old.
Yeah. And we don't want to get reduced to a 2-year-old. We don't want to get reduced. We're all grown adults here, okay?
That was some conflict management.
That was some good. That's good. What's good wisdom? That's really, really good wisdom. That's good marriage advice too. You know, and even with dealing with conflicts within any situation. Actually, I mean, within marriages, within dealing with your kids, dealing with whatever. Well, with kids, it's like, do what I tell you to do. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah, I think it's the ability to look at the bigger picture. I think that's what it is. The ability to step back and look at the mm-hmm. bigger picture. Pastor Dab?
Yes. I was going to say, it's whatever you do. The scripture says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men. Mm-hmm. It says, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ we are serving. So we have to remember that. And anyone who does wrong will be repaid for his wrong. And there is no favoritism.
Mm. Wow.
So I think that's a good point, too. And that's out of Colossians 3:23-25.
Wow.
So if you're not concerned about the world and you're doing it unto the Lord, then he'll repay you. He'll reward mm-hmm. you for that. You know, for taking that backseat. And that's the hardest thing, because everybody has a fear of, I'm not going to be a pushover.
Yeah.
That's everybody's biggest.
Yeah.
Biggest fear is they're thinking that they're going to be a pushover, because uh-huh. no one wants to look bad in front of the world. They don't want to look bad. And everybody's concerned. You know, the biggest trouble that people have, financial trouble is like one of the biggest things that people have issues. Mm-hmm. And that comes from wanting to look good in front of people. Buying things you can't afford to impress people that you don't even like. Mm. Because you want to look good. You know, yeah, I know that Toyota is a more practical car, but I'm going to get that, you know, that BMW because I can't afford, because it looks good. So while you're well, that thing is causing you stress, this other person over here that you're trying to impress, they're at peace. You know what I'm saying? Because maybe they can't afford their BMW and you can't afford yours, but you trying to keep up with them, and now you have stress. Well, it's more important. The inside is always more important than the outside.
That's so true.
Your inside situation. I don't care if you're driving a raggedy looking car, but as long as you know you got money in the bank and you got peace in your heart, that's all that matters. It doesn't matter what the external. So don't never place the external above the internal, because right. Your internal peace is much more important. That way we don't make decisions that's going to jeopardize our internal peace.
That is so true. And I remember a time in my life when I had my internal, I was sleeping in a dead sleep, and I heard the Lord say, you need to de-stress your life. And I had to start letting some things go. All the things that I thought made me look good, I had to say, I don't care if they take this. I don't care if I don't have that. I don't care if I'm not this position anymore, because I realized that the most important thing I had, what I had to protect, was my peace of mind. And I couldn't even be my best for Gabriel until I got my peace. I had to protect my peace. I couldn't be the best for him. I couldn't be the best for Quentin. I couldn't be the best for my family, for me. And when my peace was disrupted by all of this outer stuff, that I didn't even, at the end of the day, that stuff doesn't make you, you know, so I totally get it. And it's just like, you have to figure out, how can I do more with less? And that's what God has showed us how to do. He's given us so much more peace when you let all those things go. So you have more, you have less than you had, but you have more peace. You have more joy. You have a better life. You know, and people wonder, how are you doing this? You're traveling more. You're doing this. You're doing everything more with less, because you let the things go that really they were like heavy weights, heavy burdens. And they kind of just grabbed a hold of you. And it was just, you know, one of my favorite words that I use all the time. And if anybody's around me that knows, I always say it's all an illusion. Okay, a lot of times when we see this stuff on, when people put all this Facebook stuff out there and all that stuff, you know what it is? It's an illusion. They let you see their best picture. You don't, you think they're going to let you see the part of them. Do I let people see me when I first wake up in the morning and my hair is sticking up every which direction?
You let me see you.
I let you see that. But I don't let, no, most of the time people don't see that part of you, because
you come home and snatch your wig off.
Yeah, whatever. He knows what happens when that.
No, she snatched it. I don't snatch it off. I learned my lesson about that. I did that one time. One time.
No, she has, she actually has long hair.
She covers. She puts long hair on top of long hair. That's a whole nother show, right?
I've
there.
I've seen some women with that are balling it.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I have long hair under long hair wig. But it's so funny. But you guys, we snapshot the picture that we want people to see. You know. And I think that's the thing about it. But I really want you guys to live your life. Let it be authentic. Let it be you. Enjoy your life. You know, I am so guilty, because even with when Gabriel's having behavior, sometimes I'm like, I really don't want to keep this in the video. I don't want to keep it in there. But sometimes I keep it in there because I really want people to see, this is what he does. This is his, and this is what we have to do when he does that, you know? So, but it's all about being genuine. It's all about being authentic. And it's about really letting people see who we really are.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where peace comes from. Peace comes from the mask being off. Mm-hmm. That's where your peace comes from. If you, no one can be an actor 24/7, you know. So if you have your mask off and you're happy with you, it doesn't really matter what everyone else thinks. A lot of people are held prisoner by what everyone else thinks. Mm-hmm. They, you know, and you can't please everybody, you know. So please yourself, you know, please God, please yourself, and don't try to please everybody, because everyone has different seasons and everyone has different lanes. Everyone has different seasons. Everyone has different lanes. If you try to jump into their season, out of season, Because you can have the right thing at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you try to jump into their season, if you try to jump into their lane, it's not going to go well. So you have to understand your season and your lane. And if you understand your season and your lane, you can truly see somebody else succeed and you can truly be happy for them.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding that your season is coming because time and chance happen to them all. Time and chance happen to them all. So your season and your time is on the way. So don't get discouraged. Someone else's success should never make you unhappy. And there's some people, I don't know who I'm talking to right now, but some people, they feel less than when they see somebody else going greater than.
Mm-hmm.
Their greater than does not make you less than. You should be able to be happy for anyone. And you should be able to be truly, genuinely happy when someone else succeeds, because as sure as the sun rises, your time, your season, your chance, your opportunity is on the way. So you should be in preparation, knowing that your opportunity is right around the corner. Never get discouraged at somebody else who succeeds. Be truly thankful for them, because what that means is, same God who has blessed them can bless you.
Amen.
So don't try to jump into their season. Don't try to jump into their lane. Let's stay in our own lanes, in our own roles, in our own, because no one can beat you at being you.
That's right. That's so true. That's a good word. No one can beat you at being you. And when you truly do appreciate who you are and not try to make, you know, especially when you have children that have special needs, I think it's so easy to compare this child to that child, and this child does this and that child doesn't do that. You know, it's so easy to get caught up in that. And the only thing that does is just makes you depressed. It makes you feel sorry for yourself. So you have to learn how to celebrate. What does your child do? What can he do? What can she do? What can they do? And if they can do that, then doggone it, we're going to do it every day. We're going to focus on those strengths. We're going to do those things every day until we're going to run them in the ground. And then at the same time we're doing all those things that they're good at, we're going to try to acquire new things that they can become good at. But I'm going to focus on the things that you're good at. So for Gabriel, he loves the water. I try to keep him in water as much as possible, you guys, because he loves it. Not only does he love it, he's good at it. I can't even go in the 9 feet, the 11 feet. He's in the 11. I'm like, oh, my God.
Like a fish.
He's a fish. I can't do it, but he can do it. So
Gabriel Phelps.
So you have to figure out what your strengths are and maximize your strengths. Don't try to be anybody else. I can't be anybody else. You know, and I think women do this a lot, too, because we're like, oh, my gosh, she's got the perfect shape. Her stomach is flat. Her thighs look toned. I'm looking flabby and saggy. You know what I mean? You can't be nobody but you. Don't compare yourself to other people. Just do the best. Do the best that you can do. Be the best that you can be. And I think truly, like you said, that and take the mask off. Take it off. I mean, I did get to the point now, even in my videos on YouTube. If you're not following us on YouTube, go head over to Starfields, Starfields. You will see. I wake up sometimes without that, all that stuff on, and you will be able to see all these videos. I'm cooking and weighing myself and stepping on a scale and all kinds of stuff. Talk about being transparent. But it's all about that transparency that has given me so much peace. So much peace. I have so much peace.
Keep it real.
Yeah, because I'm comfortable in my own skin. I'm comfortable with me. And I'm feeling, you know, and the more comfortable I get with myself, I'm happier. I'm just overall happier. I feel like overall happier as a person. I'm truly thankful. I thank God for what he's doing in our lives, how he's moving. And I feel like it's making me be a better parent. And it's making our lives more full, and just really, they're really full. And I think everybody's happy and getting what they need.
Yeah. Even when you go to the gym, don't be looking around at everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Look at yourself. Go in there and do what you got to do. Don't compare yourself to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Compare yourself today to yourself yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Don't compare yourself to other people. There's always going to be somebody doing better. There's always going to be somebody else doing worse. The benefit comes in comparing yourself today to yourself yesterday. That way, 10 years from now, you're not the same person. That's the most important thing, is your self-progression. Mm-hmm. So don't compare yourself to anyone else. Compare yourself today to yourself yesterday.
Awesome. You guys, we have so enjoyed being here. This hour goes by so, so fast. If you are tuning in, you're listening to Ready to Win. I'm Star.
I'm Quentin.
And we have Pastor Dab on the line.
Pastor Dab.
Yeah, Gabe.
And Gabriel.
And Gabriel. And we have our favorite engineer, Mr. Allen. Yay. And you guys, we come on every Saturday from 12 to 1. If you love to be a part of helping us make our community better for those families and children living with special needs, you can reach us at info@givewayfoundation.org. If you'd love to give and support what we're doing here, you can go do that at www.givewayfoundation.org. We appreciate you. Thanks for listening, and we are ready to win.
You've been listening to Ready to Win, turning disabilities into unique abilities, an empowered hour to help you and your child with special needs. You're encouraged to get involved in our local special needs community. Learn more at giveawayfoundation.org. That's giveawayfoundation.org. And remember, you're always equipped to win.